on the news. A lot of news to analyze, unpack, some insights coming your way, and some of them from Congressman Rick Larson from the northwest corner of Washington State. He joins me here on Como News. Congressman Larson says that the president's decision to normalize relations with Cuba, positive step forward. Says isolating the Cuban people for the last half century has done little in the way of building democracy. Thinks the president made the right move. Welcome, Congressman. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you doing?
Thank you for making the time. I'm doing well. Tell me why you think we made the right move at the right time in the right way with Cuba here.
Yeah, well, I guess the first thing I should say is I've had this position long before President Obama came to this position. And I think possibly since I was first running for Congress back in 2000, certainly by my first end of my first term, I had come to the conclusion that this policy wasn't working with Cuba, just a total isolation. If we want to get at the Castro regime, this isolation was not working.
I mean, there were two purposes for the policy. The first was it was a Cold War policy. It was enacted in 1962 because Cuba had aligned itself with the Soviet Union. And one could make the argument that when the Berlin Wall fell, the policy itself should have been revisited on those grounds alone. But the second reason is that it's a very repressive regime that does not respect human rights, and we were shunning the government for that reason in the same way that we shunned South Africa during the apartheid era.
We were shunning those two countries for different reasons. In fact, we had many different policies with South Africa. The Reagan policy at South Africa was something they called constructive engagement, so it was hardly shunning.
No, but then came the sanctions, as you recall.
Yeah, but yeah, then the sanctions came, and that helped, along with a lot of other, and this is a key point, a lot of other countries imposed sanctions on South Africa. You know, there aren't many countries in the world imposing sanctions on Cuba. In fact, most of our Latin American neighbors have hailed this decision. Canada was part of making this happen. And Canada, if you want to fly to Cuba, you just go to Montreal or Vancouver and fly to Cuba.
The Pope.
And then there's the Pope. And he was been, you know, very clear about his views on what he thinks is the right thing for Cuba. The point is, the U.S. is the only major country in the region, and even, you know, and include Europe on this, who had a policy of trying to isolate Cuba, which that is a policy that will end up in failure, and it has. I think because of the U.S. economic might, the U.S. Voice on democracy, and because we've seen our Latin American neighbors hail this decision as well, I think we will be in a better position with regards to the Castro regime to try to get directly to the Cuban.
All right. Now, Elliot Abrams from the Council on Foreign Relations said, when the Soviet Union fell, the Castro regime was in dire straits. It survived through sheer repression until it was sustained by Venezuelan oil money sent by Hugo Chavez. Today, Chavez is dead. Oil is under $60 a barrel. Venezuela is reeling. Who will bail Castro out this time? Now we have the answer. Barack Obama.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything but that kind of comment from Elliot Abrams, frankly.
Why do you think he's wrong?
And has never had anything good to say about Barack Obama. Who will bail out the Cuban people? It'll be Barack Obama, and he'll be a hero for it. If you go to Miami, the polling is pretty clear. If you're under 35, you want good relations with Cuba. If you're over 65, you don't. And I would argue that the kind of comment that Abrams is making is really one stuck in a Cold War mentality. I think that the U.S. is in a better position by trying to open up Cuba, by trying to trade with Cuba, by trying to use the power of our values, democracy, openness.
Okay. Now that makes a good point, but what do we get in return?
Instead of only Cubans seeing Castro's values.
Okay, but what do we get in return? Because the, in return for diplomatic recognition, the Castros made no promises at allowing freedom of speech or assembly or property rights, political reforms, economic reforms. They didn't promise anything.
I don't think we're ever going to get that promise. What we get now is an opportunity that we've never had before, and that is to let the Cuban people see America for what it is instead of seeing America for what Castro wants them to see it as.
Okay, I tell you what, stick
and
with
I,
me because I want
to... Yeah. I think we win that argument.
Okay, I want to get your take also on North Korea and the Sony hacking cyber terror incident, okay? Stick with me, Congressman.
I'd love to.
Beautiful. Congressman Rick Larson, my guest here on the news.